This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We appreciate you listening today and every day on the radio, 94.1, wherever you are. Free Odyssey app, maybe streaming live on YouTube. There you are. Hey, how you doing, YouTube folks?
Holla at your boy.
Where's your camera?
I just always look at that one.
Oh, is it that one right there?
Yeah.
Oh, there. Point to it.
Yeah, it's like looking at Fritz.
There it is. Yep. There it is. And I'm pointing to it. All right.
We got that out of the way.
The top 5 at 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Nope.
Each the five.
Number 5
at 5.
What happened? I'm not done.
With Jack Fritz.
It's the same thing every day.
Yeah, I wasn't really listening.
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Wow.
He gave too long of a pause.
I'm trying to give them give them their value.
Yeah. Paramount Plus. Now people are locked in.
Okay.
So what have you today on Ike Reese's 55th birthday?
52nd. Give the guy a break.
52nd birthday is my 5 favorite Ike Reese plays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Starting at number 5. Was not wearing an Eagles uniform for this one.
Oh.
He was down in Atlanta. And it was a Thursday night.
Is this the Miles Austin
thing? Oh, he lit up
Saturday
Miles
night.
Austin,
that was
man.
Saturday night, yeah.
Here's how it sounded.
Miles Austin. Fumbled it last time. This time taking a lick from Ike Reese. Oh,
wow.
Baby.
Wow.
Woo.
That's a tone setter.
Oh, baby. And right now, everything going the Falcons' way.
Wow. Ike Reese. One of the leaders on special teams. He was a great player at Philadelphia Eagles for a while. Look at that hit. Wow.
It's
a deep leader.
That's Coach Vermeil.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Couldn't tell if it was Joe Theismann or
no, he lost his voice.
Yeah, well, that seemed to happen from time to time.
That was Coach Vermeil.
Let me ask you this, Ike.
Yes.
When you see that developing,
yeah.
When you know that you're about to square someone up,
yes, sir.
What goes through your mind as, you know, in the second beforehand where you have them right in front of you, you know you got them?
Take your time. Don't miss the tackle.
Right, because it could look super bad if you don't nail it.
And,
right?
You know, keep your eyes up. And that was one of those ones. That's one of those ones you dream about getting. That's a hard one to get because usually a ball carrier will see you at some point and protect himself. So you rarely get a hit like that. That was my Sheldon Brown, Reggie Bush hit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what that was. Except I ran. That was a kickoff.
Yeah.
So I had 45 yards of running.
Yeah, plenty
to
of time.
Lay into Miles Austin.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the ones.
That might have been the best hit of my career right there.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those ones where you don't even feel it, right?
Yeah. You saw I got up. doing the rain dance.
Yeah.
Hear that money out there.
And you were getting prepared for the 2015 Eagles, and Miles Austin came back here. That's what that was. You're reading the future.
Wow, that was Miles' young days. He might have been a rookie that year.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Monmouth.
Yeah, he hadn't become Miles Austin yet.
Nah.
He went to Monmouth.
I think so.
Or either Montclair. One of the two.
I think it was Monmouth.
Monmouth, yeah.
That is Keith McPherson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was quarterback or something for a year. Yeah.
Listen, Miles Austin, good player for the Cowboys. Yeah. Good player. Good player. Number four, my fourth favorite Ike Reese moment is, you may remember this game, Eagles wore black. T.O. came out and did the Ray Lewis celebration. Yeah. But what I remember is Ike Reese lit up a living legend.
Oh, my. Was he hit and tackled at the 16-yard line. Acrobatic fall, and he's okay. Ike Reese was the greeter. Well, Dion does a lot of running laterally here, but Ike Reese, the special teams maven here of the Eagles.
Yeah, that's
Dion.
I need a photo of that one.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Dion upside down.
Yes. Yeah. Because you have the fake Peyton Manning one in your house where you act like you sacked him, but he's already laying down on the ground. Which I know is
that was to avoid a hit. He went down before I got to hit him.
But you really got Dion.
Yeah.
You really got Dion.
You know he's in the fake pitcher.
Well, I think I saw it one day, and I was like,
anytime I do anything in the office, yes, that's the picture I have hanging up.
Total lie.
Not a lie. It's a picture. Yeah, I never said I sat.
Dude, the picture makes it look like you're Chuck Benarek standing over Frank Gifford.
Fake picture.
It's awesome.
This dude like the worst greeter, man. This is the worst presenter, man.
Not at all.
I'm telling you.
All right, my third.
Yeah, get this over with.
Nah, this is good stuff. My third favorite Ike Reese moment is even though he got ran on all game, total liability against the 0-3 Packers and Ahmad Green and Davenport.
What kind of a tribute is this?
He stepped up in the biggest moment and took down Brett Favre.
Blitz. Favre is smoked. Ike Reese filling in for the injured Carlos Emmons. A big sack for this Philadelphia defense.
Yeah, and what happens, Joe, is Green Bay goes empty set. That means they've got all receivers out. They've got five offensive linemen to try to pick them up. Well, Philadelphia brings six guys. Brett sees the one coming to his left. It's picked up. He never sees the blitz off the other side, and that's why he got sacked.
And that's a stupid play call. Why would you take him on right now in the backfield and basically let the defense know you're going to drop back and throw the ball? It's third and three.
Do you think Brett Favre knew a hit was coming? Watch the eyes. Pump a little more air into that helmet as Ike Reese brought him down, and the Eagles get it at their own 19.
I never heard all of that before.
Yeah, it's awesome. Dude, it was Collinsworth and Aikman in the booth?
Yeah, I guess Aikman was just starting then, yeah. I guess. Yeah, and they put him in there with Collinsworth.
Right around the time Andy was trying to get him out of retirement.
Yeah.
To bring him back.
Yeah.
These kids don't know Ike Reese was a problem.
That's what I'm
trying
to.
That was the 4th and 26 game.
It was 4th and 26.
Oh, fourth and 26. Right.
So was that right before, obviously it was before the Dawkins interception.
Yes.
But like, was that right before, or was that a couple series before it?
That was, earlier in the game. Yeah. Yeah, we were actually going the other way. But I helped create the Dawk interception.
That's right. Yeah.
Pressure on Favre again.
Yeah, no one brings that up.
Also the clip where he does the whole play it.
Wait, which one?
They're going after Ike Reese.
Oh, yeah.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's the game.
That's a big
Davenport.
One.
Yeah.
Hand up. Was not a good game.
That was my favorite. And then the
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
That's in the Super Bowl.
That was actually the Super Bowl, yes.
Yeah, which is pretty dang cool. Pretty dang cool. All right. My second favorite Ike Reese play. Listen, doesn't matter that T.O. goes down. You got to take down the Vikings and Dante Culpepper.
That's right.
This is when Ike sealed it against the Vikings.
Culpepper back. Pumps, fires, it's intercepted. It is intercepted by Ike Reese, who had the only interception of the Monday night game against Minnesota.
Ike Reese, who has third interception of the season. He bats the football, gets a hand on it. Culpepper trying to get it to the outside. Ike Reese bats that thing down, and then he's going to take it home.
You intercepted him twice, right?
Yeah. That's three picks on the season, Mike Quick said. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
Some corners, I mean, Q didn't even have three picks last year.
He didn't have any in the regular season.
Yeah, exactly.
Has he had one regular season interception?
Still no.
Not yet.
Still no.
Huh. Yeah.
Three that year. It's pretty good. It's a Pro Bowler.
It's pretty good, man. It's a pretty good year, man.
Not bad.
I was at my peak.
Well, you parlayed into a contract in Atlanta. Where the number one favorite Ike Reese play happened, one that we don't bring up enough, is the moment the Superdome reopened
after
Hurricane Katrina and one of the most iconic plays in football history.
The former St. Morton Anderson is here for most field goals. Look out! Right through! A kick block by Steve Gleason! It is scooped!
Right through.
I tell you,
if I could get one photo of Ike, it would not be the fake sack of Peyton Manning.
Looking back,
the still photo of Ike looking back
as Gleason flies through. Yeah,
but that you set up one of the most famous plays in NFL history.
Hey man, yes, I'm glad I could be a part of it in any way that I could be. Yes, that was the reopening of the Superdome.
Oh wow,
that's actually.
Must have been an emotional game.
Oh, it was crazy. Yes, it was after Hurricane Katrina.
It must have been I can only imagine how loud
the whole
place
world was rooting against us because everybody wants the Saints to win.
Right. Yeah.
And that play actually became it's a statue outside the Superdome now.
Oh, really?
Yes. Steve Gleason has a statue where he's blocking that punt. Now, thankfully,
I'm not into it.
Yeah, thankfully, I'm not in the statue. But yes, that became an iconic play, and it couldn't have happened to a better person. To Steve Gleason, so I'm actually happy I'm a part of that play. And
what a birthday tribute!
One for friends like Jack Fritz here. You know what I'm saying?
What a birthday tribute!
To make that the number one play,
beautiful moment,
Jack. I noticed
not
you,
the number five play, the number one. Play, yes,
Jack. I noticed you didn't include the famous time that when Rondé Barber was running back that interception, and Ike was on the sideline,
running down.
Yeah, he tried to tackle Rondé Barber at that moment.
That is a famous Ike Reese play.
Famous Ike
Although
Reese.
Although someone screwed up the bit and said Tiki.
They replied to you today.
And you retweeted them? They said Tiki Barber.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Remember,
notice.
It's Rondé.
Rondé Barber, not Tiki.
We're trying to trick Gen X.
Yes. No. We're trying to trick Gen Z.
Gen Z, that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door and get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. Remember, only 47 minutes left for you to wish Ike Reese a happy birthday today. 215-592-9. Eddie and Aston, you're on WIP. Hey, Eddie.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Eddie?
First off, happy birthday to Ike.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
That's awesome stuff. Yeah. I want to talk some fills. I mean, first thing that I got to say is, I think they exceeded a lot of people's expectations. I remember back in April, we were talking about, what's your total wins that you really think that they're going to get. A lot of people were saying, low 90s. So getting to 96 is good for them. But they really exceeded mine just by how they prepared going into the season. In years past, right, you look at 22, they go out and sign Schwarber, Castellanos. 23 was obviously the big Turner signing. 4, they brought back Nola. But going into this season, they signed Max Kepler. Like, that's the guy that you expected to be the difference maker for them.
Well,
he struggled to hit his weight the whole season. So, you know, not really the guy that's going to move the needle.
Well, hold on, Eddie. They also, and I agree, you know, Dave Dombrowski's resume in Philadelphia is, I would say, mixed generally. But he acquired Max Kepler. He also got Jesus Luzardo, who ended up being awesome. So, yeah, as a you know, taking a chance, he gave Max Kepler $10 million. It's not like he gave him a 5-year contract. He did get Luzardo, too, which was an awesome acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. I mean, He definitely was one of the biggest difference makers down the stretch for us. And obviously he came up huge in 2 separate games in the playoffs for us.
Yep.
But when you get eliminated because the bats went cold in 24 and you think, man, how can I upgrade this going into next season? That's not really going to do it. So that kind of moves me to my next point.
One thing. I promise you'll get your next point in. He is – now, some of this is on him, right? Some of this is on him for signing Castellanos and Taiwan Walker. But I don't think they had the financial flexibility this year to go and sign a true impact bat. Now, he can get lucky. He can sign somebody for $10 million and it could work out. But like – And again, some of it's his own doing, but he doesn't have a blank check like the Dodgers have a blank check. And I don't think I'm making excuses for him. It's just like there's a limit, you know. But go ahead. What's your last point?
So that kind of ties into it a little bit. I know there's a lot of questions that are going into the offseason as to, you know, who they're going to sign. Are they going to bring back, you know, the trio of Schwarber, Romuto, and Suarez? I think a lot of the people that want to let Schwarber walk, it's going to be hard to replace a guy that, you know, led the league in RBIs, you know, almost hit 60 home runs. So if you want to get rid of him, like, you have to take a big swing and get one of those other huge free agent names, your Tucker, your Bregman, your Alonso, and then supplement it with some guys that are going to be difference makers and kind of, you know, get on base for them. Like, we had Brandon Marsh as our 5 hitter, like, in this playoff series.
Yep.
So it's like, you really got to boost it and decide now, are we going to win a championship or are we going to have to put that on the back burner for a couple of years moving forward and, you know, kind of wash that and let the wasted years of, you know, Bryce Harper's prime, Trey Turner, right, let those contracts hinder us for years and set back. It's kind of a tough situation. I mean, I'm all in on them, but they really got to do something to compete with, you know, the Dodgers payroll, the Mets payroll, the Yankees, and up it, I think, honestly. I know it's not like they have endless money like those major markets do, but you might have to really go out there and, you know, commit to Tucker or, you know, try to give Schwarber something. Something's got to be done to really just boost it and make it like there's not that excuse going into the next playoff run that we have.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Eddie. To give the Phillies credit from a payroll standpoint, they're right there with the Yankees in terms of spending money. They're fourth. I think they were fourth this year in payroll. They're never going to be. We can say they should or not.
Yeah.
They're never going to be where the Mets are, and they're never going to be where the Dodgers are.
Yep.
Because Dodgers are owned by basically a hedge fund. They have endless money. And Cohen in with the Mets just doesn't care. We just don't have the same amount of money that those teams do, but they're right behind those teams.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be able to outspend the Mets or the Dodgers. I don't. But
no.
But they're right there with the Yankees.
Yeah.
In terms of salary.
How old is Alonso?
He's 31. Here's my problem with Alonso with signing Alonso.
That is a right-handed bat.
He is a really good player. 100% he's a really good player. He is at least an average fielder now. He used to be a bad fielder. The problem with Alonso, I find, is the same thing basically as the problem with Schwarber, except it's more complicated, is that Alonso, I'm not pulling Bryce Harper off of first base to put Pete Alonso there. So if you're signing, Pete Alonso is going to get 5 years from somebody. He's talking about 7 years. He's going to get 5 years from somebody, I think. We don't have that spot open, and I'm not giving him 5 years to be a DH. I'm just not. And I'm not moving Bryce to DH because he's a better first baseman than Pete Alonso is. I like Pete Alonso. I think Pete, as a player, I think he would have been a good midseason addition at some point if it was. But in terms of giving him a long-term deal, I just don't think it makes any sense.
Yeah, I was thinking about that power and trying to replace that power. At least some of it.
Yeah.
He's a big guy, but you're right. You would have to move Bryce off first base, or you would have to make him the DH.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about length of contract and how much money am I paying a DH.
If we're just signing him to be a DH, I'd rather just sign Schwarber. The difference is that you can put Pete Alonso at first base and it's fine. When you put Schwarber in the field, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
Where are you at on the Pete Alonso thing, aside from you hating him, Jack?
Hate him.
I know.
Hate him. Don't want him.
Until he's a Philly.
I would rather pay Schwarber. Now, the benefit is if you wanted to sign him, it would get Bryce off his feet. If that's something you're worried about, like you could split them back and forth. But like, I think the biggest problem is they need Schwarber or Alonso and another bat. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it's not just bringing one of them back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it's a wash. Whatever. I mean,
right. you're saying.
You get 2 years younger with Alonso and a right-handed bat, which is great. But you're also losing a power lefty at the same time. So it's actually, I head in the offseason, and it's like, the reality is that I think they need one and another one.
Well, that's where, if you can get somebody to take Castellanos, but that's where I think Bellinger fits.
And that's where Castellanos, if you can get off that contract, if you can get off Taiwan, even though they kind of need Taiwan next year, but you can sign someone for way cheaper. But, you know, that frees up $38 million if you can just find a way to maybe attach a prospect or two. And Taiwan, you should be able to.
No, I think that somebody will pay Taiwan for 1 year. I think you could get off of Taiwan.
Yeah.
Everybody needs starters. You know, most teams.
And he wasn't terrible this year.
No.
I mean, yeah.
No, he was pretty good.
Yeah. 4 or 5 on a bad-ish whatever team, you can live with Taiwan.
Yeah, I think so. I think and Bellinger, I think, has played his way back. He made 26 this year. My guess is, and that's when you talk about 5 years, 150, that is the Bellinger contract. That's not a Schwarber contract. I think that's a Bellinger contract.
It seems like Bellinger and Schwarber might get something similar, which is crazy.
And he's your right fielder?
Yeah, yeah, but he can play first base.
Yeah, he can play all three.
And he's I don't think he's still a Gold Glove right fielder, but he was, and he is a good fielder. And you're talking about
29.
Yeah, and you're talking about a guy who's probably going to hit 275, 280, hit 25 or 30 home runs, and play a really good outfield. And we were saying one of the differences, now this is if Schwarber's still on the team, but one of the big differences for the, now Cody Bellinger's postseason stats are not great, but I don't. He doesn't present to me as some choker or something. Mm-hmm. One of the things we noticed about the Dodgers is it seemed like it was that middle part of level of player that we were missing. It seemed like our top stars were right there with the Dodgers.
It's Teoscar, like the difference between Teoscar and Bohm.
Yes, or the difference.
That's actually yeah.
Yeah, or the difference between Teoscar and Marsh.
Yeah,
I'd much rather have Bellinger hitting fifth than having Brandon Marsh.
And that's what I mean. Like, they need one more guy. Yeah. So my guy's Bregman.
Yes, but he's $40 million a year.
Yeah, he can ask for that. I don't know what he's going to cost, but like, if there's one guy I could get, and that you get Bohm out of here, you get Castellanos out of here, you get, like, Bregman is. I know he's got injury concerns, but I just think the guy's a stud and he's a winner.
And that's the hope that we. I know you said you. Now I'll ask you this: if you've changed your opinion at all, you were pessimistic about them bringing Harrison Bader back.
Listening to them today,
Dombrowski and Topper both raved about Bader.
Yeah, I think in a perfect world, their opening day outfield is Bader in center, Crawford in left, and Marsh in right. I think that's their ideal outfield. I think they're looking. I think we'll be surprised at how in on defense that this team's going to be in the next couple of years.
Good. Well, if your team, I said this at the end of the year. If your team's based around pitching, you can't have a bunch of guys kicking the ball in the field or can't cover ground in the outfield. You have to support your pitchers by fielding the ball behind them, you know? All right, 215-592-9494. Dave Dombrowski did talk a little bit about Otto Kemp. We will play that coming up next.
Come
also,
on, man.
Also, if you missed the core of what he said, just about how he thought the season went, we will play that for you again next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.